This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Come on out there. Get a bit more promiscuous.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Hold me going there, Bill. If I could give you some slight advice.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good!
Oh, nice big helping coming your way, Jay-Z, in soon.
Oh, we've got to talk to him.
We've got some discussions to have.
3 weeks.
Yep, so that's coming up. We've also got Hump Day Quiz.
Mm-hmm.
We also do the Guernsey Cash for 10 grand.
Wow.
And then back end, Joe Weston.
Oh, one of our favourites.
Super Netball not far away.
This Sunday, they take on the Mavericks, a cross-town rivalry at its best.
All right, and then we've got a joke at the end, which might be a double banger.
Do you think?
Well,
How would you know?
Get the feeling that your first one's going to be poor.
Usually spot on with those.
I know.
Those feelings.
So I think you might have to go around again. Oh. So I say hello to you, Baldy.
Oh, g'day, Naggers. But you're right. They're from the listeners, Jim.
Oh,
so
that's
they're not
the
at their best.
Yeah,
let's
right,
be
okay.
honest there. Yeah. Lovely day. Cool again last night. There's old mate Wayne out there from Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian Gin.
Beautiful gin too.
Exclusive gin of the live. You'll be drinking it over there. Have you got your tickets yet?
Got my tickets.
I don't think he heard you. Wayne.
Well, he can't. He's deaf.
He's chatting away to our sales staff.
He is.
That's what Wayne's doing. Well, there's JC.
Maybe I just told him, so he's giving us a thumbs up. So that should get us a couple of G&Ts. But how are you, Raps?
I can reach those trees, can't it? What a wank bounce that was.
No.
If bounces left, it's fine.
That's old Tyrell Hatton warming up for the Masters, and he just hit one like we all did on the golf course.
What's a magic every beep, is it?
That's a lot of magics.
It's a lot.
I don't know.
The professional golfers go...
Speaking about golfing, what about our man? Yesterday, I declare he's our most likely to win the tournament.
Min Woo. Well, hang on.
All right, well,
don't go off early like you normally do.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour. It's Billy's All Sports Report. Power up and get 4 for 3 on selected Kumo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Your trusted tyre experts. That's Tyre Power.
Sponsoring your rappy, our mates at Tyre Power. Your trusted tyre experts, Bill. Power up and get 4 for 3 on selected Kumo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
All right, Minwoo Lee.
Haven't got a lot of rapid gym,
okay,
so we're
so
just going to
be
golf
in there somewhere.
We can't talk footy because Jay-Z's coming up.
Of course.
Jeremy Finlayson, 3 games.
Yeah, we'll get to that with Jay-Z.
All right, then. I've been telling you this for a while. This is a bit of footy too. Sam Taylor from the Giants. He's a star, Jim.
I'd never listen to this.
You know he's had 15 one-on-one marking contests this year. 15. And guess how many he's won?
15.
Yeah. All Australian fullback, Jim. There
Thank you,
go.
You, Bill. Yep.
He has been telling you.
Yeah, I have been, since you told
time.
Me.
Exactly.
Colton Falstrop will make his debut tomorrow against the Lions. He plays for Melbourne. He's on the list there. Do you know him?
No, I don't.
You have never heard of him?
I've heard the name.
Big boy from Perth.
Right. Colton.
Colton Thirstrop.
Falstrop.
We'll find out his name. Sometimes people get it wrong. Yeah. We move on.
That's you.
A Melbourne Storm, NRL.
Rugby League.
Nick Meaney has signed a contract extension yesterday. We'll see him remain in the purple until the 2026 season, Jim.
You sure?
That's good. Yes, I'm sure. They take on the Bulldog Storm, Amy Park, Friday night, 6 p.m. Third on the ladder, going beautifully.
Going perfectly.
He's the kicker at the moment. He's dominating.
He is.
Getting all the conversions.
They don't like him. They reckon he's a bit Meaney.
Yes!
Golf. Now,
here we go.
Min Woo Lee. Broke his finger.
Well, how do you do that? In the gym?
Doing weights, Jim. Dropped
a
dumbbell on
that.
It. Come on, Min Woo. That'd have to affect his swing, wouldn't it?
Well, you'd think.
Yeah, so and then he got the flu for 2 days.
Yep.
So he was in a bit of trouble. Cam Smith, he's recovering from food poisoning.
Yes.
Seems to be a few excuses early from the Aussies.
Well, if they're crook, they're crook, Bill. Well,
and then rain and thunderstorms are forecast for Thursday.
It's pissing down.
So yeah, it starts Thursday.
Might be, Robbo.
Righto.
Yep, late Thursday night, early Friday morning, our time.
Beautiful course.
Augusta National.
They own it all, used.
They do. Everything inside the walls, including the broadcast rights, they make a fortune.
How
all
good
the merch.
That? Yeah. It's the best.
Food, P1SS, everything in there.
Yep.
Righto.
Soccer, the Matildas defeated Mexico today, Jim, in Texas. Good win, that. Harley Rasso opened the scoring.
Haley, yep.
9-minute mark. And then Caitlin Ford, a beautiful goal, just cut through, went bang.
Where did it end up?
Back corner, where the Spiders live in the second half.
Bag.
Yes. So the Matildas now play China in two more friendlies in Adelaide and Sydney.
Sydney.
On May 31 and June the 3rd.
He's battling.
Now,
he must have had some of Wayne's gin already.
Haven't you?
Dasher and Fisher.
After four rounds, Jim, of AFL footy, Champion Data have their top 10 player ratings, okay?
Right.
So this is like a super coach type thing, scoring on steroids.
Well, sort of not.
Well, it is, because if you kick a point, you lose some points in their champ.
So if you're a defender, you can't be in this list.
Let's have a listen to what Bill tried to explain.
The hardball winners seem to do very well out of this, okay?
Okay, so who are they?
The Champion Data top 10 players.
You're starting from the bottom, number 10?
Yep.
Matt Rowe. He's on our show tomorrow.
He is. 9, Sarong from Frio.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb. Dan Houston at 8.
Yes.
Willem Drew at 7.
Right.
Kieran Briggs at 6. So this
is Ruckman.
Surprises you a little bit. That's what I like about this. It's a bit different.
Yeah, right.
5 is the Lizard, Blakey. 4, Petrarca.
Yes.
The Bont at 3.
Right.
James Walpole at 2.
Right.
And number 1, your man?
Isaac Heaney.
Yes, Isaac Heaney.
So pretty much all midfielders.
Well, the Ruckman.
And Lizard. He's a midfielder. And Lizard probably the only one that sits outside of that. So, Bill, this is the problem in the game.
I know.
Your man, Sam Taylor.
Yes.
I would argue is as important as any of those blokes, he's not in there.
If you were building a new team tomorrow and you could pick any player, you'd pick
Willem Drew. Maybe,
who would you pick?
Maybe not him, but certainly he'd be in the top four.
I'd pick him.
Yeah,
you'd build him.
But Bill, this is the problem. It's the same with the Brownlow, same with the coaches' vote, same with the AFLPA.
Yep.
It's always midfielders.
Yes, exactly. Except for Kieran Briggs.
So Tommy Stewart. How isn't he in there?
Well, there's another All Australian.
Times
year.
5.
Yeah, but this year we're saying.
So how isn't he in the top 10 ranked players in the game?
Well, they have a different scoring.
Jezza? He should be up there.
Jezza. Mm-hmm. Mm. So anyway, there you go. It's just open.
Grind Meyer
should be there. Mm, he's on tomorrow too.
Bill, these are the questions we ask.
Yes. But how do you do it? What is perfect, Jim? There is no perfect system.
Champion Data, it's just a numbers thing. How many times you touch the ball?
I know that.
That's not value. That's just numbers.
But the coaches get it wrong.
Players.
And the umpires get it wrong.
Yeah, I know.
So there's no perfect system.
I tell you who gets it right.
Who?
Jay-Z.
Mm.
Most of the time, Sefri is long-winded bloody questions.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So why do we hand segments over to you when you're not capable of delivering on them?
Mm. Very good point.
Right now, to run us through all the latest AFL news, Jay-Z is in the house.
If it's happening in footy,
one of the biggest stories of the season has just dropped.
This man will be all over it.
Have a go at Jay-Z. He's everywhere.
I know. He knows everything.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
How are you, mate? You big bowling ball? You good?
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Jay-Z.
Poor
boy. Bit harsh, wasn't I? Sorry, Bill. I love you, mate. How
are
you?
You've said sorry and I've accepted it.
Fresh, Jay-Z.
You look good. You haven't been to Adelaide.
I didn't go. And I don't want to poo-poo the event because it's amazing and everyone's had a great time. But a lot of the media figures have come back just a bit weary, hungover, haven't they?
Look at the room.
They've had a massive go at it, but it did look spectacular. The footy was great after a sluggish start. You called the socks off at Jim.
I'll give you one word.
Go on.
Logistics.
What about it?
So easy to get around. Adelaide.
Yeah.
That's why they keep it.
Did you get out to Mount Barker?
Ooh. No, too far.
Went to Elizabeth and the Barossa.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Jeremy Finlayson. Matches.
Tell you what, this story has really flared up in the last couple of hours because he's copped a 3-match suspension from the AFL for the homophobic slur against Essendon. As we know, But the AFLPA have gone whack since. So this is from AFL CEO Paul Marsh. He says, look, Jeremy, what he said was unacceptable and hurtful. We know that. But what they point out is the blatant hypocrisy and double standards between North Melbourne coach Alistair Clarkson getting a suspended two-game suspension and a $20,000 fine for the comment about St Kilda's Jimmy Webster versus the three-game ban for Jeremy Finlayson, who is a Port Adelaide player. So Marsh says here, we have fundamental concerns about this and historical AFL outcomes that result in discrepancies when sanctioning players in comparison to officials. He goes on, we believe the AFL is consistently inconsistent. He's not mucking around here, Marshy. And there are double standards in its approach to dealing with players compared to others on behavioural matters. Lastly, the issue highlights a lack of clarity on how the AFL handles these situations. He has put it back over the fence for six here, Paul Marsh. And do you know what, Jim and Bill? I reckon he's got a very good point because it's easy to go soft on Clarko. We know he's one of the biggest figures in the game. You know, was sitting in the heat of the moment, blah, blah, blah. But then when Finlayson says it on the field, it did stick his hand up straight away to his credit. We know it was a terrible thing to say, but he did stick his hand up and still gets a three-game ban. So on one hand, the AFL says, right, this is the watershed moment.
Yep.
This is the line in the sand.
The bar has been set.
Yeah, we've got to treat this almost like racism, the Nicky Winmar moment. Yep. You know, the game has improved considerably on that front. So in terms of homophobic language or those which denigrate gay players and gay people, you know, it's completely unacceptable. So this is the line in the sand. However, Jim, I think Paul has got a very good point. How do you give the coach, like, if you took on Clarko, that would have been a big statement, wouldn't it? That would have carried more weight.
Probably.
For mine.
Probably. Yes, it would have. I just ask, how long's a bit of string with this? Because you only need to step, and I've got no issue with this sanction, by the way, and how strong the AFL have been, so I've got no problem with any of that. But you only need to stand, like I did on the weekend in the race, waiting to do the second game at the Adelaide Oval. And so I heard the back end of, you know, the 25 minutes of to hear what players say to other players on the ground. And it's been going on since Bill was a player and prior to that.
Worse in our
So what are we saying? Are we saying you're not allowed to actually say anything?
No, we're saying that you can't say things involving people's sexuality, you know, denigrates their sexuality or their religious beliefs, you know, or their gender, their person. So, I think you can say, Jim, that's a crappy kick. You can't kick, mate. You're a shocking kick. You should handball every time. That's okay. But I don't think we should be talking about you were a suspect outside.
Okay, so I'm hearing you, and I'm not arguing with any of this, by the way. But where it's going to get very murky is offence.
Yep.
So if a player turns around and says, well, I take offence to that, where does it go? Where does it stop and where does it start?
It's a grey area.
So it is. It's very grey. So this is completely unacceptable.
Yep.
And Jeremy put his hand straight up and said it is, and I apologise. And so I've got no issue with that. All I'm saying is, where does this bit of string stop?
Yeah.
Because players have been abusing players on sporting fields for 100 years.
Yes, it can get fruity.
It can get very, very fruity, especially when it gets to the top level.
That is where the education of players has got to really continue, and it will ramp up. So as part of all this, Jeremy Finlayson will pay for his own counselling course. And let's be honest, I think for the large percentage of the AFL community, it's very good. It has improved. This doesn't come up very often. And the Essendon player has been adamant his name does not want his name mentioned in any of this. So we absolutely respect that. Even the word that was used, I don't think anyone's gone with that yet. I think that's a good thing.
Yep.
But I think broadly, you know, it's been very good in terms of the respect and equal rights. However, this shows that clearly some things will still bob up. Hopefully it is the end of it for some time. But you're right, I mean, even in the community sometimes it can get a bit unsure.
Oh, no,
Bill
absolutely comes
in, calls me fat, I get offended sometimes. So
bowling ball.
Bowling ball settled. Maybe we need an armistice.
For me, that's one of the – I mean, Paul's making a very pointed statement there about players as against officials, and I've got no problem with that. But that's the other thing I'd be doing if I'm him, is I'd be going in and saying, okay, there are 900 of our blokes – What are you allowed to say and what aren't?
Yeah.
You know, what is going to be sanctioned and what isn't? Because in the heat of battle over 2 hours, you know, I think he needs to go back to his constituents and say, boys, here's the framework. And because
I would suggest Rabs, don't they know though?
Well, I think we do sitting comfortably in a radio studio.
Yeah.
But out, you know, 900 of them out in the middle of a game.
Yeah.
I think that if I'm Paul, I'm going, okay, this is great and we all need to advance and get better.
Yep.
What's the framework?
I would be surprised if the word that was used bobs up on an AFL field.
You're missing my point here. That is totally unacceptable and I agree with that.
Yep.
But
variation, lesser variations.
What are we working with going forward?
Maybe there needs to be some more specifics in regards to that, if that's the sort of information.
Emily you're talking about.
Well, yeah, maybe even.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Are you allowed to use that word? The
C-bomb.
Yeah, the Emily
worst
C-bomb.
Swear word.
Yeah. Out in the ground.
Try and refrain from the, I think, I'm not, yeah.
Surely if I'm chasing someone or he runs away me.
Give it some thought and come back to me on that one, Bill.
Well, that's where we're going to, where are we at?
Yes.
But in fact, you and I, we've been discussing this. You and I are dinosaurs.
Yeah, we are.
In our era, which was the 90s.
Yes, yes.
Frightening language. I shudder to think what would happen.
What?
Back in the day.
Some fast bowler said to you.
And, that was par for the course. Yeah. Don't start smiling, Jay-Z.
We have come a long way. You did stand up to the intimidatory tactics of the opposition fast bowler. Let's have a listen to Port Adelaide football manager Chris Davies when asked about the 3-game suspension for Finlayson.
Fair to say we think that both players and officials should be treated the same in this regard. As I say, I don't think it serves Port Adelaide any purpose right now to compare, but we do think and we hope that there is consistency into the future.
He says we won't compare, but that's exactly what he did.
What's he compared?
For the record, they're not appealing, right? They just said accepted it, bang,
yes,
away.
And I think that's why there has been this delay. It's taken so long because there has been some terse exchanges behind the scenes. It is fair to say he'll miss games against Fremantle, Collingwood and St Kilda.
More coming up with you, Jay-Z.
Tease, Jay-Z.
Injuries at Essendon.
Yes, problems at Essendon. I'm going to speak about Collingwood's cap space. Ooh. What does Kasai Pickett do? Sam Taylor, the most in-demand player in the game.
And Colton.
Coming up, all that and more.
Bolstrom.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I think you've been asked to wrap this up now 3 times.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
Righto. Triple M.
Jay-Z has stuck around. Plenty more footy news kicking around.
All right, so Jack McRae, let's whip through a few.
If there was a mid-season trade period this year, I reckon he'd be 1A on just about every club's list. It's extraordinary what's happened to a 3-time All-Australian who's been one of the most prolific ball winners in the competition. I mean, it was only 2 years ago that he signed a 5-year deal to keep him at the kennel. Now he starts the season in the VFL and is now the sub coming on a bit part player, earning, I don't know, just about $700,000. Now, it is an extraordinary situation. We know Luke Beveridge says, well, in the past couple of years, we haven't cut the mustard. We haven't won a final. So we've had to change. We've had to evolve. And I think Western Bulldogs fans, by and large, sort of accept that. But, I mean, the way things are shaping up, as comfortable and as happy as he is in the red, white and blue, I'll be very surprised if he's remaining at the Western Bulldogs
with
beyond
3 years to go.
Well, he's just on. He's when you're one of the club's highest paid players, they can't afford to have that much percentage of the salary cap playing in the VFL every week. So then, I mean, you got Bailey Smith as well. So maybe he could be out the door to Geelong. They're trying to sign Tim English, and clearly Jamari Ugal-Hagen will take up the best part of $1 million. In fact, probably more. So Jack McRae, clubs are circling at the moment. Uh-oh. I think the phone calls are already coming in hot, and whether he's picked to play against Essendon on Friday night will be very, very
interesting.
Speaking
of the Bombers,
soft tissue. Under the pump in the fitness department, it's fair to say, because the news wasn't good for Jordan Ridley, who's out for another 4 to 6 weeks. He won't be back until about the midpoint of the season. Also, Archie Perkins, who was probably their shining light sort of in the opening rounds, is out for a month as well. Matt Guelfi's had a reoccurrence. So they're under the pump in the fitness department, it's fair to say, at the Bombers. But it's interesting when you go back and have a look 2 years ago when Dave Barham did the review and Brendan McCartney was involved in that. They said we needed to be fitter. Our standards needed to go up. We needed to do more work on the park. And Brad Scott's been unapologetic. We need to do more walk on the training track. We need to be more consistent. So there's been a few bodies fall by the wayside. They've backed in their people. Sean Murphy comes from Hawthorn. David Rath is highly respected. Former biomechanist, was in Hawthorn's premiership reign as well. So they're backing in their staff. There's no heads rolling at this point. They're just saying we needed to work harder. loads have gone up and we've lost a couple. They think it's more bad luck more so than bad management at this stage. But Sammy Durham coming back in, you think from concussion will replace Perkins. They were walloped in the centre square by Port Adelaide.
Belted, smashed.
Against very good oppositions.
Six goals.
Not getting a lot easier against Bonton Pally, so they need to respond. Darcy Parrish had 20 possessions and only 54 metres gained. Mm. So he's one who will be in focus clearly.
Collingwood are going shopping, and they've got a big trolley.
Yes, they do, Bill.
They have.
Their hands have been tied since 2020. When you think back to Adam Treloar, they're $1.5 million over the salary cap. Jaden Stevenson left. Tommy Phillips left. Then Brody Grundy had to go. So it's the first time in 4 years that they've had some space and some ability to bring in the free agency market. And you would think, Jim, with Craig McRae as the coach and all the positivity and happiness and loveliness and the facilities they've got at Collingwood, it would be an appealing destination, not only for the money that they've got, but clearly for the culture
and
vibe of the joint that would really appeal to clearly prospective free agents. Yep. They are well placed.
Just on Collingwood, Nathan Murphy.
Yes, so we've spoken to him for an interview coming out tonight. Ooh. He has not set a time frame for his return yet. So he is still working away, developing his confidence. It's a pretty mature but slow approach to his comeback at this stage.
All right, Cozzy Pickett.
Yes, so he's going to have to get rid of the bump entirely out of his game. When Melbourne drafted him, they love him for his tackle pressure and hunt and chase, but the bump has cost him three suspensions, hasn't it, over the past year. So Melbourne are talking to him about changing his approach, just getting rid of the bump entirely at this stage. Stick back to the tackling. And that will keep him out of the park, out on the park for longer. Mm. His debutant, as you mentioned, or his replacement, Bill, as you mentioned, Colton Tholstra.
Tell us about him. He's got a big mop of hair.
Pick 13, very exciting, powerful player. And Melbourne, who has probably the best recruiting record in the game over the past 5 years, Judd McVie, another rookie who has
extraordinary,
been unbelievable. It's Jason Taylor. He's the best in the business. They flew, I think they were one of the few Melbourne clubs to fly across to Perth in a day, drive down to Esperance, which I think is another 7 hours.
Oh, my God, that's a long way.
7 hours, what, roughly.
To have a look at him?
To go speak to him. They wanted to speak to him not in Perth or in Melbourne, but at home, on the farm, meet his parents, meet his whole crew. So that's where they made the commitment to him then, and they flew back. So it was a massive trip, obviously.
Right. Caleb Windsor, of course, has been superb since coming in, so... They've done well in recent times. They had a long time of stinking it up.
They did.
But in the last 6 or 7 years, they've been extraordinary.
What about Sam Taylor? Right. Very good player. I don't know if you've noticed him.
Just about. Wouldn't North Melbourne and Hawthorne love Sam Taylor? Melbourne.
Every club.
West Coast as well. He's just about the most in-demand player in the game at the moment. So he's not a free agent until next year. So he's a pre-agent. Now, Jason McCartney at GWS is doing his absolute utmost to sign him up. Oh. But it could take the best part of $1.5 million a year. So with the salary cap rising, a bloke who doesn't get a lot of acclaim or attention, Sam Taylor. We don't talk about him as
he's
much
been
as
at
we
least
should.
Two All Australians are reckon. Well,
yeah, but if he was at Collingwood, can you imagine the
same with Toby Green,
the hype,
all of them. So he's a man.
Kelly.
He still flies under the radar, I think, in some degree in Melbourne. His form is extraordinary, and at the moment, every club is into him with big seven-figure offers. North Melbourne, Hawthorn, West Coast, clearly he's a WA boy. GWS very confident of keeping him, but it's going to take one of the biggest...
One All-Australian en route to his second.
Yes.
Well one said. Of the biggest contracts the game has ever seen.
Guildford Grammar, which is Alex Rance. Is that right? Swan District's way.
Is that not your neck of the woods?
No, that was Tom Moody and Brendan Julian, but Alex Rance, of course, from that exact same school, playing the same position.
Nick Natnui?
I don't know where he is.
Midfield?
Sam Walsh? Yeah, Billy, I think he'll play. He'll get through training. And I think he plays this week for Carlton.
We were talking about West Australian schools. Yes, Sammy Walsh will be back. He's been buzzing around at training, and he will be a real shot in the arm for that Carlton midfield. They're undefeated, the Blues, going absolutely beautifully. We'd love to see Patrick Cripps perform on the last day in September. His nostrils would flare, Bill. He'd have the chest right out. He'd be into the contested possession. He deserves that crack.
Yeah, he does.
Been manful for that footy club. Can't wait to see it. Hopefully they get that opportunity.
Is that what you're saying?
Imagine.
Can you imagine? Lygon Street.
I love when they're up and about, what it does to the comp is extraordinary.
Yep.
So I'm with you, Jay-Z. I would like to see that. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
You can hear Jay-Z tomorrow night as part of the Thursday rub from 6 p.m. and the Sunday rub from midday as well. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Born? I went for a long time thinking the Sydney My Music Bowl was in Sydney.
Exactly. Now, hump day.
Yes,
are you
popular.
Ready? Theme?
Theme is just what's
theme.
Happening.
Okay, so what we need.
Topical.
And up and about.
We do.
Excited. Let's have a listen to a previous edition.
Mm. Who picked a peck of pickled peppers?
Luke.
Oh, yes, Luke. Yes, Luke.
Is it Peter?
Peter who?
Peter picked a pickled, peckled pickle.
Yeah, Peter Piper.
Yeah, yeah. Pete's it.
Well, it's Peter Piper. Oh, well, picked a peck of peppers.
That's the stuff you get.
That's
yes.
what you get.
Well, what you're giving away, Radzi?
Well, we just met Wayno before from Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian Gin. We've got a $150 voucher for Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian Gin, the official exclusive gin of Live Golf Adelaide. I'm sure you'll be tipping a few in a couple of weeks.
Looking forward to it.
Head to dasherandfisher.com.au and use the code RUSHHOUR for your 25% discount today. Drink responsibly.
133353. Ring us now. Hump Day quiz. Get excited.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I ate four alphabet soup today. Cans of alphabet soup today.
Oh, no.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you. Wednesday, the 10th of April. Hasn't the year just flown, Jim?
Just,
I was about to say September.
Not quite.
Not September, Brownless. We can't be there.
We're putting the bins out early.
And we go to Luke, who's in Gosnells. G'day, Luke.
WA. Lucas.
Hey, how you going, Fat? JB. Hey,
JB and Rabsy. Where's
and Rabsy?
Gosnells and who's from there? Anyone of note?
Nah, it's a bit of a shit old bill, to be honest.
South east of Perth, but what are you, about 40 minutes out?
Yeah, about that, yeah. Right, yeah, roughly about that. And you wouldn't have come past here, JB.
Not too often. You had a district team, I reckon, in the A grade cricket, didn't you, Gosnells?
Yeah, mate. Yep.
So I would have played out there.
I do pretty well.
Yep.
Three hours.
No. That's Lake Grace you're asking me about.
Oh, sorry.
No, Gosnells about 40 minutes.
All right. Yep. And you're a tradie?
Yes, mate. Yeah, painter.
Sure. Good.
West Coast fan?
Very important.
West Coast fan, unfortunately. Yeah.
All right. Slow burn.
Exactly. And then you're up against Tom from Montrose. Hello, Tom.
G'day, fellas. How are we going?
Tommy,
what are you doing? Home from work?
On the way to the vet.
Oh, what's happened?
Oh, dog. Same thing. Oh, yeah. ACL. Yeah, no
ACL.
Good.
ACL?
Oh, that's costly. Yeah. That's costly.
Yeah, no good.
And you're a Sparky?
I am, yes.
You're an electrician.
And a hawk.
Yes.
Showing a bit.
They were right. They should have won. They should have won on the weekend. Righto, Lukey. Come on, Luke. You've got to be up. And Tom, you've got to be up.
Yell out your name when you know the answer.
Battle of the Tradies.
Right. Yeah, nice one, Fat.
Battle it out.
There we go.
Nearest the pin, this one. How much did Winx's foal sell for at the sales this week?
Yeah, Lucas.
9.9 mil.
No, dummy.
Nah. 15 mil.
No. Well done, Luke.
Yes.
It was $10 million. You're very close. 10 mil, of course.
Very good.
Still hasn't got a name yet.
No.
Got a name for Winx's foal?
Not Rockstar.
Blinks.
Nudge. Number two. Wink. The Super Netball season starts this weekend.
That actually wasn't bad.
The Super Netball season starts this weekend, boys. Name one of the two Melbourne teams in the competition.
Lucas.
Vixens?
Yes.
Tommy, where are you on that one? You live in Montrose.
Where? He was close, he reckons.
Oh, yeah.
How were you close, Tom?
Luke's all the way over there in WA. Yeah. Even he knew who the Vixens were.
Now, come on, Tommy. You've got to fire up here. A bit of singing. We like this where you got to sing a few bars. Country Road by John Denver. He's not with us anymore. Johnny.
He isn't.
Was released this week in 1971.
Right.
So we're going to start it off with what you will know, and then you just keep on singing for as long as you can and get up, up, up. Rabs, hit it.
Yeah, but who's singing first?
Oh, Luke. Luke goes first.
All right.
Country road, take me home.
To the place I belong, West Gosnell.
Keep going.
That'll do me, fat.
Oh,
that's enough.
Not all bad. Right. Come on, fat. Tom. This Come is your on, chance Tommy. Here, Tommy. You ready?
Yep.
Come on.
Take me home
to a place I belong, West Virginia.
Mountain Mama.
Nah.
Mountain well, Mama.
I'll tell you what I am doing.
I belong.
Good song.
Yeah, it's Charlie Cameron, then.
Charlie Cameron.
All right, when so he go. Tommy got the destination right. Lucas has put South Gosnells in the West Gosnells are bloody bleeds.
Luke yields a lot better.
All right, right, right been, we're Tom. Trying to keep this thing afloat. So, Tommy.
Score.
1-2 Luke's way.
Come on, Tom. Here we go. Question 4. What is a day of the week and also a character off the Addams Family?
Luke.
Oh, wait, any chance Tom can just say
nah. You know,
nah.
Wednesday, thanks, Fat.
What day?
Wednesday, thanks, Fat.
Yes, well done, Wednesday.
Comprehensive.
I smashed him. Smashed him, Tom.
Over there in Gosnells.
We're giving nothing to Tom Fiedekin. Got the dog in the car, actually. What do we got for our winner, a Lukey boy?
$150 voucher for Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian Gin. Oh, that taste magnificence.
You love that, Luke?
Yes, yeah, very good. Thanks, boys. The missus will be happy.
Oh, yeah. So are you.
Tommy's got to get something.
Tommy, you and three mates are going to head along to Oz Fitness Expo. It's happening this weekend, April 13 and 14. Tickets, ozfitnessexpo.com.au. It's Australia's biggest festival of fitness at the Melbourne Convention Centre.
Oh, right. Well done. Nicely done. Don't awesome. Take the dog.
Hey,
thanks, guys.
Good well on you, Tommy, and well done, Lucas.
Well done, Luke. Perth. Very good. Too
very good.
Good.
What's happening to your voice, rabbits?
I don't know. It just keeps conking out.
It does. Halfway through why. Sentences, you're now, just stopping.
I know. That's, a That's not karate what chop my does. Neck. I know.
I know why.
Why?
Because of the weekend.
No, it's not because of that.
You've done an ash chew. Drank too much, kicking opposition.
His name's not Ash Chew.
No, exactly.
What's his name?
Ash Chewer.
Guernsey Cash.
Asher Chew.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now can one bloke be that stupid?
Triple M.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, Joe Weston, not too far away. All thanks to our mates at the Ford Ranger, which is Australia's number one selling vehicle.
And it has evolved from a work vehicle that we all knew it into an essential part of Aussie living and life, catering to tradies, families, office workers, and adventure seekers, right, Jim.
It's the tradie sports car is what it is. Yeah, it's a sought-after item.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a wild track man, me.
Are you?
Oh, yes.
Yep. If I'm you're going not down that path, I'm heading down the wild track path.
All right, the Platinum or the Raptor. The Raptor looks good too. All good. Wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it for yourself at your local Ford
Guernsey
dealer.
Guernsey Cash, 10 grand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On the line. Our man Onion.
Yes.
Comes up with them every week.
Hasn't been going that well this week.
Aaron Shattuck, Brisbane.
Don't even know who that is.
we had one yesterday too, didn't we?
Yes.
Like, it's gone, who?
Who's that?
So, 133353, jump on if you think you know players.
Yes.
And numbers. 10 grand's gone off twice.
Twice only, Jim.
Giving away 20K.
We gave it to Liv once.
And... Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, we just had to tighten trouble. Things up a little after yes, that. But exactly. I'm just looking down the list here and, old Onion. His strings are real tight. Very tightly. 133353, ring us now.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well done. Good, Bill.
Not really.
We'll get better at it each week. Each week will be better. Now it's time for...
Think you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
Player. This is your life, Jim.
10 grand? What
does? It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash.
All right. We've got Ado from Hampton.
Ado.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Good. Who do you barrack for, Ado?
I'm a Kangas supporter, North supporter.
Of course
supporter.
You are. Of course you are.
You're the one.
Yes, come on.
Ray, Ray, Ray. Are you seeing any light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, maybe not this week, maybe the week after.
Right. Or down at the Cattery. Or down at the Cattery this week.
Been handed a very brutal start to the season.
Could be an upset.
It has been.
What do you do, Ado?
I work in TV.
Oh,
I work on a little show called The Front Bar.
Fair dinkum.
No.
Yes.
Tonight.
On tonight, Graeme Teasdale on tonight, if you want to tune in. And Mark Zanotti, the wild man.
Wow.
Graeme Teasdale, of course, speaking of the Kangaroos.
Great man, and wore the jacket when he won the Brownlow Medal, of course. Are the boys doing it? Because they were on it over in Adelaide.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, gather around. I know, it was a big gather around, so all back on tonight. Yes.
Oh, yeah, and who might be hosting it? Any idea, Ado?
Andrew Marr.
Oh, right, well played. Well played, Ado.
Nice.
Yes.
He's nice and straight.
From the front bar.
Yes.
Now, I thought I might be a chance of this because my first ever job was working with Dipper on the boundary line. And
Fair
I used to call the numbers for Dipper and get all his interchange, you know, facts and stats and injuries. So we'll see. I might bomb out after the first one.
You'll be right.
Speaking of North Melbourne, I meant South Melbourne, of course, teaser. That's where he mainly played, Richmond and Collingwood. All right. How well do you know your numbers, Ado?
He does.
I used to well them. My period is 96 to 99. Outside of that, we'll see.
All right. Righto. I might have a bit of that here for you. What are the rules, Rabsy?
Ado, 30 seconds on the clock for you, mate. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You just need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some of them have worn multiple numbers for that club. We'll accept either answer, but we must accept your first answer, and you can pass. We'll come back if there is time. You get all 10 right, the 10K is yours, and your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player.
Sure.
Now, I know you're aware that Talking Footy follows the front bar. Ado?
Big guest on tonight, are you?
Jack Ginnivan.
Yes, I know. Good guess.
Special guest on tonight. Buddy, right, are you ready?
Channel 7 promo.
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Right, here we go. Come on, Ado.
Matthew Lloyd, Essendon.
18.
Link McCarthy, Brisbane.
21.
Josh Tracy, Fremantle,
pass.
Marcus Windhager, St Kilda.
Marcus Windhager, pass.
Josh Bootsma, Carlton.
Bootsma? Yes. Last from the past. Passing.
Matty Egan, Geelong.
Gee, they are tough, aren't they?
Mm.
Oh, Matty Egan, pass.
Mark Dark Eyes, Nikoski, West Coast.
Oh, he's out.
Nikoski,
he got one. He's pumping himself up, standing next to Dipper, and I know all the numbers. Yeah, yeah. He got one.
They weren't in my range.
One, Ado.
What are you doing to us?
That's terrible.
Oh. What'd I get? I was lucky to get
one.
Three.
One.
I got two, didn't I?
No, Lincoln McCarthy is number 11. You said 21. And then you passed.
Well, you add 10 onto that, that's 21.
And then you passed on the next four or five, and you got one, Matty Lloyd, which I could have got.
That is shocking.
No, shit.
Velvet sledgehammer.
Yeah, exactly.
What else was to come? Would I get any of those? I'll probably pass
them. Well, we've got to keep
we'll
them in
save
the
them up. Yes.
Ado, for the next contestant.
Never call again, Ado. That was bloody hopeless, Ado. We'll give him something.
Yeah.
No, he gets a bottle of gin. Come on, give
him. All right, we'll send him a bottle of gin. You can take it into Channel 7 tonight.
That's it. Ado?
Thank you, lads.
All right. I'd say well done, but it probably really wasn't.
Pumping himself up.
The vision of that might get a run on front bar.
What the hell?
Or is it audio? I'm all right. I don't know my numbers.
Well, there is vision too, Bill. We do have cameras.
No, we don't.
Northman?
No, that's about all you'll get for the year.
One.
He wasn't confident with your game this weekend either, Ado.
We're down at the Cattery.
Oh, nice.
Tough place to win anyway, let alone
nice
when you're battling away. So
beautiful.
All right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, I don't know what the pills were the vet gave him, but gee, they taste kind of
peppermint-y.
What?
Thanks to the Ford Ranger, wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brown, there's Joe Weston not too far away.
Oh, now across the listener app.
Yes.
Lots of good stuff. Footy Talk, of course, the podcast.
I like this from Joey Montagna talking about the best Ford line setups. And a lot of people talk about Curno and Mackay at Carlton.
Yep.
Or even at the Giants with Jesse Hogan and Toby.
Ooh, like them.
And never call again.
Yep.
But I like this from Joey, talking about the Geelong Ford line is the benchmark.
I can't think off the top of my head, maybe the GWS Giants, but that's probably got more to do with how they're moving
ball
at the moment. Mm. But watching Geelong and the way they connect with their mids and their half forwards and their forward line is still for me, the benchmark of the competition. I mean, Grind Myers kicking to be able to find his key forwards the way that Brad Close and Mitch Duncan hit their targets. The evolution of Ollie Dempsey and Ollie Henry as emerging forwards. Tyson Stengel's still there. And while Jeremy Cameron and Tom Hawkins are still playing and still playing relatively good footy, I still think that's, if you're a team or a club looking at, okay, how do we want our forward system to look and what does it look like? That's probably the benchmark.
That was from Footy Talk yesterday, Rui and Joey.
It was. Mm. Well done, Joey, there. And tomorrow, guess who we got on? Have we spoken about that yet?
Mm-hmm.
Grind Myers.
Grind Myers.
Grind.
Oh, on our show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Love it. Mm. All right, midweek rub, of course. Daisy, Joey, Damo. Mm. Harley Reid.
Oh, yeah.
Breakout performance on the weekend in Adelaide. And now they're talking about the mouth-watering fat matchup with Dusty on the weekend.
It was exciting, actually, Harley Reid. Like, he's starting to live up to the hype.
That's the first game we've seen it.
He's played four games of footy, and he's the best tackle breaker in the competition. It's ridiculous.
And this week he comes up against the man he's maybe modelled part of that game that he's got on, as in Dusty Martin.
100%. There's going to be a moment where Harley Reid fends off Dusty. You can just sense it, can't you?
Or the other way around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, young fella, get back in your box.
And grab the midweek rub right now on YouTube, the listener app, and we'll be on Triple M Melbourne from 7 p.m. tonight.
It is nuts. This is a kid. 18-year-old kid.
A kid from the country.
Yeah, so he's done that all his junior life, and everyone thought, well, that's unbelievably impressive, and that's why he went number one. But everyone also thought, wait till he gets into the big time, he won't be throwing adults around like that. And he is.
And what I liked, he kicked the goal. See, he got the jumper out, and I'm playing for the jumper.
I like it,
Gee,
Bill.
They would have loved that, the West Coast people.
Not got a lot to enjoy at the moment, but they were much better.
But also Pikelet, your man. They would have loved it.
So listen to both of those on the Listener app.
Joe Weston, not too far away. The Melbourne Vixens open their super netball season this weekend against crosstown rivals.
Oh, yeah.
And Hutchie's bomb, the Melbourne Mavericks.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, what happened to the Cranberries? And Bill went, did they go travelling? Pause. Oh, no, that was the Wilburys.
Triple M's Rush Hour. The Melbourne Vixens kick off their super netball season this Sunday afternoon with the first ever derby against the new side Melbourne Mavericks. And we're joined by our favourite Vixen, Joe Weston.
A new season of super netball begins this weekend with a brand new team and players moving all over the place. But there's only one team and one player who will always be our favourite.
Oh, Joe Weston flies for a ball. What an incredible take from Joe Weston.
Please welcome, from the Melbourne Vixens, Joe Weston.
Yes. I reckon it was during the summer we were doing the cricket.
Summer of 69?
No, not that one, Bill.
Oh, right.
And out on the ground were local sports stars, one of which was a netballer, and we were just standing there waiting. I can't remember her name, which is not going to make the story as good, but she said, what? Who do you support in the netball? I said, the Vixens.
Yes.
She said, why? I said, Joe Weston.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, I love her.
Everyone loves her.
I know.
That's very flattering. I'll take it.
She wasn't an Australian player. She was playing for the Swifts or something.
So the forwards wouldn't like you much because you get niggly and all that, don't you?
Yeah, they're probably – I'm not on their Christmas present list, I would say. But, I mean – some of the shooters aren't my favourite people either, so it goes both ways.
Righto. Geez, you're looking well, you're fit, you're ready to go. And we've got two Melbourne sides now, the Melbourne Mavericks. That'd be hard to start a new team because you don't, it's not like footy, you get draft picks or anything like that. So how do you start a new team?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't probably had, I guess, the inside knowledge because I'm on the other side, but the small snippets I have had, it's been very interesting. Obviously, they've got an English coach.
Do you know what her dad's name is? What's her name, by the way? The coach
Tracy Neville.
And her dad's name is?
Neville.
So she's Gary's sister.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Neville.
It would be hard, wouldn't it, Jim? Because you haven't got draft picks or anything.
Start from scratch. Hutchie's mob.
Yeah.
I mean, she was coaching the Adelaide team to the premiership last year, so she's sort of taken a couple of those players across. Across to the good side, across East. And then a few other, there aren't many Victorians in the team though. There's a few imports, a bit of a selection from across Australia, but it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're successful. Not as successful as us.
Well,
but
you'll give them a nice pasting first up.
Well, we'll say welcome to Melbourne.
Mm.
No, they have had a few injuries as well. So two of their starting players or 10 players have been out injured. So they've been a bit decimated in that
one
department.
One broke a leg, which was shocking. Yeah. And then the other one's done a knee. So that is terrible. What about the Vixens? Who have we picked up? Rudy Ells.
Ellis, yes.
Ellis. There's an eye there. Which is the girlfriend of?
Tim English is Rudy Ellis' boyfriend, I think is the correct way to describe it.
Yes.
But, yeah, she's come across. She's a journey woman. She's lived all over the world, really. She's been in Sydney, Thailand, X, Y, and Z. Then she played for Brisbane, the West Coast Fever, and now she's finally back in the Vixen. So, yeah, she's even taller than me.
Ooh.
So, and she's really dynamic. So we're looking forward to having her in the defensive circle.
That would help Tim stay in Victoria, you would think. If he was thinking about moving, that's a good idea by Western Bulldogs to get her over here.
No doubt about that, Lizzie Watson.
Yeah, we've lost Liz.
What the hell?
I know. It was pretty, I think, devastating for all of us once she sort of explained to us she was leaving. I mean, I've played Victorian netball with her since we were 15, so we've pretty much grown up together. But, I mean, you can't blame her if you look at the current state of Melbourne's weather, wanting to move to the sunny coast. However, it's opened up a really great avenue for Hannah Mundy and our newest recruit from Colac, Zara Walters, who's just impressed me to no end over the preseason.
From Colac. Gee, they produce some sports people, don't they?
Yep.
Colac is... Have you been to Colac?
I have, yes. Yeah, that's nice.
No, it's a lovely spot. We love Colac. It's got a KFC and a Macca's there and a nice pub.
No, but Lizzie was not only a star, Diamonds captain, etc., but also a fabric player, wasn't she? Like, she was so loved.
Yeah,
so how did you cope with that conversation when she came up and said, Joey, I've got some news?
I mean, I think we were a bit upset about it, which I think is understandable, but... When you think about it logically, I feel like she wanted a different type of opportunity and a bit of a refresh. I think we're both of us are going into our 11th season now. So I think that new challenge can create another level of motivation. But yeah, it was pretty disappointing. The good news for me though is we don't really have numbers because we wear positions, but you have to for the rolling subs.
Right.
Yeah. And she was number three. She was number two and I was number three. So now I've moved up to number two.
Oh.
So all I have to do is knock off Kate Maloney and then I could be number one, which is never going to happen, but it's wishful thinking for me.
And MJ, who was the goal shooter and used to shoot a lot of goals and very accurate, she's pregnant.
She is, yes. Mm. She's expecting a little bub later in the year, so we'll be without her for the season, but it's exciting for all of us.
Yeah. Well, you got some new ones in there, as you said. So see how we go. I want to know pre-season.
Yeah.
How is it? Is it tough? Do you do 2K time trials and beep tests?
We do a couple of fitness tests. We don't do a time trial per se, but we do lots of interval running.
Right.
The netball court's a bit smaller than a footy field, so
but
luckily
you
for us.
You can go out onto the...
No, thank you, Bill.
The guards or something.
They do let me run more than 30 metres. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good. That's good. Just up and down.
I've got one of those like retractable dog leashes or something. It only extends 30 metres or something.
Yes.
Yeah, we do lots of different sort of sprint-based work. We used to run the yo-yo, which is a variation of the beep test, which is interval-based because that's more similar to what we do on a netball court. But no, this year, preseason, we haven't. Ooh. Don't tell the S&C.
Wow.
We've only got a couple of training sessions left. They'll probably try and sneak it in or something.
Do you do that one where you run two-thirds of the court and then stop? Can't go over the line? That's the rules in netball.
I know.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Have you ever played netball? You're not allowed to go into that third.
I practice running the full two-thirds and stopping right there.
I remember seeing years ago the Perth team doing their band work to Nutbush City Limits. Actually doing the dance. That's cool.
A bit of glute activation. Yes. The music helps it, I think, go by a bit faster. It's not that enjoyable.
No, that burns.
Yeah, burns.
Do you still do that?
We don't do it to a
song. No. Do you do it to
Macarena or something?
Yeah, some other song, but it's part of the routine, yeah.
All right, Joe, stick around, please. We'll get to the rest of it.
Well, I'm just teasing.
That's one of my favourite questions of the year. You know you can actually go outside and run further than 30 metres.
Because they just run up and down the netball court, Jim. That's all they do.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Mum, she reckons I never played a bad game.
My mum was similar. She'd give it the, bloody umpires. I'm like, Mum, I was bowled.
Joe Weston from the Melbourne Vixens has stuck around. They kick off their Super Netball season this Sunday afternoon with the first ever derby against the new side, Melbourne Mavericks. You can grab your tickets from the Vixens website and memberships as well.
Get along there. Lizzie Watson of 5.
Calf injury. How's that?
Because
they can hang around.
I know. I'm recovering pretty well. So I'm old, unfortunately. I was a walking cliche. I turned 30.
And then bang.
Boom. Calf injury.
Soleus?
It is my soleus, which is not a traditional injury you see in a netball or I think in football. It's a running injury, which
is
surprising given I don't run any more than 30 metres.
That's really. Right.
I said, how is this happening?
So it's not belly of the muscle, Bill. If you need to be.
Achilles, is it?
No, it's not. It's soleus.
I haven't done one
either. It's a tendon through the calf rather than the belly.
How would you know, by the way?
Because I had issues with it myself at the back end of my And it's a bastard of a thing. It won't go.
And unfortunately, I've just obliterated my ankle after years and years of competitive netball. So that is the real crux of my injury. So. The physio is definitely going to be getting a very generous birthday present from me, given we're spending so much time together.
So I know Nathan Lyon did his during the Ashes and had to do like thousands of calf raises. Was that where you were at?
Yeah, I'm doing them to the metronome as well, and I think I'm going to start having nightmares about it at this point. It's going like tick, tick, tick.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
metronome. That's going a very insane. Boring exercise.
Speaking of birthdays, which you weren't, but... Emily Mannix had a beautiful, her 30th birthday down in Geelong. Did you go to it, Joe?
I did, and it was at the most beautiful venue I've been to. I mean, I don't go to Geelong much, but you know what? It was worth a trip down the highway.
The Wharf Shed.
Oh, okay.
Lovely spot down there on the water.
Joe
upstairs.
Told me about it.
What did she say?
She said the beams are too low and she had to crouch down and hit her head.
They're a touch low, but...
It was fun. It was like a game of limbo every time you wanted to walk on the dance floor.
And you went out in the balcony there and you could have been in Italy or anywhere. Could have been anywhere in the world.
Do you get the helicopter from Melbourne directly to the front of your pub?
We have before. Yes, we
it's
have.
It's quite right convenient there. For you,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
I've never heard anyone compare Geelong with Italy.
No. Except for the Shell factory and...
the refinery.
And forward out there.
I did try and use your name to get a discount on some of my drinks, but no luck.
Nothing.
No.
I gave a little tip for Em because she booked it in there. I said I was going to come, but it was Good Friday.
I know. It was
a weird date.
Long Easter weekend for us. We had Emily Mannix's 30th on Friday and then Elizabeth Watson, full name, 30th birthday on Saturday. So, big weekend of parties for me.
She had hers back in Melbourne or...?
Yeah, she had it in Moonee Ponds. Oh. She's from the west side of town. And it was lovely.
Who's your favourite commentator in the footy? Joe Weston?
Tough pick. I really like JB. He's quite good.
Him?
Yeah.
Him.
Right there. Yes, good. Good on
I like Abby Holmes' sideline commentating. Really I love the rapport she has with players.
She got great rapport.
She's very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Knows them
but
all.
But a former player, so she knows the game really well too, Ab.
I think so. Then I'm actually, I do listen to a lot of the football, like the commentary, but I'm struggling to think of any other names
Who
right now.
Are you Wait. A fan of? Have you got a team?
Oh, I'm an Essendon supporter. So
how's that going for you?
Well,
it's okay. Someone asked me today at this Fox launch I went to which AFL player we could have in our team. And I thought, Peter Wright's pretty available. Oh, so he could come and post up and
be a bloody good
goal shooter for us. Yep. What do you think?
It'll take time for the Bombers.
We'll get there.
Yep, I agree.
Oh, how long, Tim?
Oh, well, who would know, Bill? But they're just a work in progress. I don't think anyone expects them
to
be.
No, we
in
need
the top
them
four.
To fire soon. They've been a big club, they've got a lot of money. And they've been ordinary, to be honest, the last 20 years.
Oh, thank you.
I've had enough of them.
20 years.
20 years. I have one rogue cousin that barracks for Collingwood. I don't know how he hasn't been disowned by now, but he continues to send me reminders that if we don't win a final this year, it's 20 years since we've won a final.
20 years, Jim.
That's this year, so no pressure.
And we love Scotty. You've got a very good coach, so I think it's going to come.
Yes. 7,157 days, apparently. That was Joey. Oh,
and no. Simone's going around. Speaking of 20 years, she's nearly been there 20 years.
Not quite, but she's been the...
So McInnes, the coach.
She's probably on year 12 or 13, I think. So, we've had a lot of consistency and a lot of loyalty in our team, and I think that's...
Joey, have you gone away anywhere? What have you done beside of getting ready for this season? Did you bugger off and have a holiday?
I did after the World Cup last year. I spent a bit of time in Africa with my family.
Wow.
And then I went up to Germany to see some of my other relatives. My mum's family's from there. I had a little sojourn in Greece, which was quite nice.
Sojourn.
Nice.
Where in Africa?
We did a safari.
Tell me about that. Did you?
Yeah. What did you see?
It was amazing. We saw sort of all of the big five. It was really incredible.
I really want to do that.
Big five, Jim. Yeah. You name them. The donkey.
Well, the buffalo is the one that's weird.
He doesn't fit in there.
The other ones, you got the lions and the leopards.
I love hippos as well, but hippos. They're quite terrifying. Yeah. I think actually.
Giraffe.
We saw plenty of drafts. Yeah, beautiful. And I said, welcome. Yeah, I said, so welcome home to me is what they
for
said.
For me, the buffalo is the one that doesn't fit in. The rest of them are all big man-eaters and huge, great, big, imposing things. And then you've got a buffalo. Yeah. Like, where, how's that a big
warthog?
Five?
Well, it makes me feel, think about the Lion King, doesn't it?
Yes. No, he's spot on. I really want to do that.
You've got to do it.
I think it's quite expensive.
No.
So
did you find it?
You wouldn't have paid.
I did pay. Oh, no. I contributed.
Did you?
Yeah, I brought the vibe.
The vibe. The vibe queen. Yeah. I love it. Joe, good luck.
Yes.
Massive
yes.
season Thank coming you. Up, of course, kicks off with the Mavericks, but mm-hmm. our expectations here
yes.
is that the Vixens are going all the way.
All the way. This Sunday, Raps?
That's it. Yeah. Against the Mavericks, you can get your tickets on the Vixens website. It's going to be feisty now.
And memberships. Oh.
And memberships too yes. on the website.
Yes. Come Card support the will. Vixens.
That's it.
Our first home game is actually round two because it's the Mavericks home game. So we'd love to see everyone there when mm-hmm. we take on the Thunderbirds. They're the reigning premiers and that's on the Saturday.
Thunderbirds
following.
Are go.
Awesome,
are
Joe
indeed.
Weston. Great to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Tickets and memberships at the Vixens website. Joe Weston from the Melbourne Vixens on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you get when your bones get a bit bristle? What's that called?
A bit what?
A bit bristle.
Bristle.
Osteo.
Osteopubis, that's it.
I'm not a pubis.
No. Guess what, Bill?
What?
If you want tickets to go along to see someone at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, go to the Triple M website and put a joke in for you to read out. And if you read it out, they will get tickets. Melbourne International Comedy Festival on now until April 21. Book now, comedyfestival.com.au.
All been a little on the fruity side.
Well, Jim, I've got an updated version here from Onion because he's finally in the office, I see. And, the first one, we might read that out on Friday because it's got a bit of fruit to it.
Right, yes.
Old Beryl and Mavis sitting there in a dart.
Okay.
And then there's one down the bottom here from Stewie, and he says that this would be a Good Friday fruity one. I don't think we're going to go with that, Stuart. So, yes, but we have found one here.
Hang on.
No, this is, we do it next, but I'm saying who the joke's from. Mm-hmm. It's a tease, Stu.
Oh, I see.
We do it in the industry.
Do you?
Yeah.
TSL.
Yeah.
A J-A-C-Q-U-E. Is that Jacques or Jackie?
I don't know.
I'm going with Jacques.
Male or female, you don't know.
Well, no, I don't know.
Right. So Jacques Callis.
Callis, exactly.
Right.
He's got a nice little joke for the kiddies.
He or she.
He or she, how they identify.
But it could be Jackie.
I know, exactly.
Sitting up there.
Yeah, it just hasn't been written out correctly.
No. Well, Jacques or Jackie's joke is coming up next to wrap up the show. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, time for a Kit Kat.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
And I'm looking forward to your show tonight because you have
Jack Ginnivan
on Talking Footy.
Special guest on Talking Footy.
What are you going to ask him, Jim?
Among other things, I'm going to ask him about the grand final eve last year.
Yes, going to the races.
Time again. Would you do that or not?
Right.
Interested in whether he's evolved, because I reckon he's capable of it.
Righto.
Capable. So I like him as a young man. Mm. Tomorrow on our show, Matt Rowell? Yeah.
Oh,
Matt Rowell.
The grass eater.
And here's also, Grant Myers.
Grant. Oh,
how
he's
long
the
into the Matt Rowell interview will you wait to ask him about eating grass?
I'll just jump in as soon as
straight
when,
away.
And
that'll
here's
be
Matt
your
Rowell.
Firstie.
Dead grass, every ground. He's not quite right. He can play.
So that's a big show to my buddy. Yes. Hope he can. All right, but now.
Yes, here we go.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. It's Tyre Power's Power Up Sale, so you get the power to buy three, get one free on selected Kumo passenger car and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
This joke has come from a listener called Jacques or Jackie, and if you want to put your joke in for Bill to read, head to the Triple M website. You can win tickets to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. By the way, your joke is all thanks to our mates at Tyre Power, your trusted tyre experts.
Kumo.
Mm-hmm.
Tyres, 3 for $4.
4 for $3.
Oh, 4 for $3.
That's it.
3 for $4.
SUV.
Jeez, you'd be disappointed with that transaction.
Passenger and SUV tyres, 4 for $3.
You go to drive your chariot out, there's only 3 tyres on there.
You get 4 for $3, Jim, you idiot. Now, this is one for the kiddies who are in the car, Jim.
Right, good.
Driving around. How do you know when a clown's farted?
How?
It smells funny.
Oh,
Oh, Joey.
Did I hear Joey laughing? I heard him laughing through the glass.
No. I heard him laugh too.
What the hell? This is meant to be a soundproof area.
Exactly.
No, you go with the joke.
No, that's
Yark's
it.
Joke.
No, that's it.
No, not just a sentence, like his actual joke.
No, that's a
Let's
joke.
Let's get that out.
I've heard, yeah, keep going. I was told I was getting a tattoo and to get it in a place that doesn't matter. I'm getting it in Brisbane.
Oh, my God.
Did say another capital. I just changed it.
That's not bad.
Well, it's better than the first
one. Well, that's someone else's joke, so we can't pinch that.
No, we have. We'll give him both tickets. It doesn't matter.
Oh, Kane. Kane. That's Kane's
that's
joke.
That's Kane.
Yep. Yeah. So well done,
it's
Kane.
It's not the first one covered.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mind that.
Poor old Brisbane. Joey like poor old Bris Vegas.
I know.
They're not
was
happy.
It was Adelaide. Oh. And we've had such a good time in Adelaide. I changed
How
it.
How about be going there?
I changed it, Jim.
Oh, Rad.
Because we loved Adelaide.
Loved Adelaide.
Loved it. So Brisbane.
Where you got the record?
Yeah.
Or Geelong.
Oh,
we are King of Geelong.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.